This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore today. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Secretary East Jaideep Majumdar said the Prime Minister is travelling to Brunei at the invitation of Brunei Sultan Haji Hasnal Bolkiah and the visit is scheduled for today and tomorrow. He said this will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. The visit coincides with the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Brunei. The Cabinet Committee on Security has approved the proposal for the procurement of 240 aero engines for the Su-30 MKI aircraft of the Indian Air Force. The approval was granted under the Buy Indian category from Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL, at a cost of over 26,000 crore rupees, inclusive of all taxes and duties. The Ministry of Defence said that the delivery of these aero engines would begin after 1 year and be completed over a period of 8 years. The engines will have an indigenous content of over 54%, enhanced due to indigenization of some key components or aero engines. These engines will be manufactured at HAL's Koraput division. The Centre has notified the constitution of the 23rd Law Commission. The term of the commission will be for a period of 3 years till 31st August 2027. The commission will have a full-time chairperson and 4 full-time members, including member secretary. The secretary of the Department of Legal Affairs and the secretary of the Legislative Department are ex-officio members of the panel. There can be 5 part-time members in the commission. An amendment bill to the West Bengal criminal laws will be introduced at the West Bengal Legislative Assembly today. The bill seeks to give enhanced punishment to the offenders of rape, gang rape, rape and murder in West Bengal. The Aparajita Women and Child West Bengal Criminal Laws Amendment Bill 2024 seeks to amend the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, the Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act 2012, and it will apply only to the state of West Bengal. The bill will give enhanced protection to women and child in sexual offences. An Indian Air Force IAF MiG-29 fighter jet crashed near Barmer in Rajasthan last night. The IAF said the fighter plane encountered a critical technical snag during a routine night training mission, forcing the pilot to eject. It added that the pilot was safe and no loss of property or life was reported. A court of inquiry has been ordered by the IAF in this matter. The Investigate Education and Protection Fund Authority, IEPFA, has launched a new 5-digit toll-free number, 14453, as part of its ongoing efforts to enhance claim and support services. The new toll-free number will provide users with access to an upgraded multi-language interactive voice response system, IVRS, and an enhanced call center. The old toll-free number is discontinued. The Ministry of Corporate Affairs said that the IVRS will be available 24/7. To ensure that assistance is always accessible while the call centre will operate from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. every weekday during business hours. In Gujarat, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over the next 3 days. A red alert for very heavy rainfall has been issued for Surat and Bharuch district today. At Paralympics 2024, India's Sumit Antal defended his javelin gold medal, creating a new record to clinch the top podium in Paris. Antal recorded a highest throw of 70.59 meter in his second attempt. Earlier in para badminton, Nitesh Kumar bagged a gold medal, defeating Britain's Daniel Bessel 21-14, 18-21, 23-21 in men's singles SL3 event. Suhas Yasiraj also won a silver in the men's singles SL4 event. Suhas lost his final match to the defending champion Lucas Mazur 9-21, 13-21 in straight games and settled for the silver. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated all the medal winners. And that is the end of this news bulletin.